Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Monday marks Holocaust Remembrance Day, commemorating the 6 million European Jews who were exterminated at the hands of the Nazi war machine. The story of a Philadelphia couple's efforts to intervene to help save lives was told in the HBO documentary 50 Children, The Rescue Mission of Mr. and Mrs. Krauss, written, directed, and produced by Stephen Pressman. This week marks the debut of his book entitled 50 Children, One Ordinary American Couple's Extraordinary Rescue Mission into the Heart of Nazi Germany. Stephen Pressman, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Dave, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So it was Eleanor who maintained this diary, as it were.
Yeah, my wife's grandmother, Eleanor Krauss, some years after this episode took place in the spring of 1939, fortunately sat down and wrote out a sort of a private memoir. Nobody knows exactly what motivated her to do that, but luckily for me, she wrote it all down. And I have to tell you, Dave, that when my wife and I first met several years ago and she shared this with me, I didn't believe it. I thought it was some attempt at a novel, maybe. It just did not sound like something that would have actually happened. You know, an American couple from Fitler Square winding up in Nazi Germany, it sounded like
Invaders of the Lost Ark.
Absolutely. Gil Krauss was a very stubborn guy, and he was a very determined guy. And he knew, because he had been reading the newspapers, what was already happening in Nazi Germany and in Austria at this point. It's several months before the war actually started, but it's after things like Kristallnacht, the Night of Shattered Glass, and it's after Nazi Germany's takeover of Austria. And the newspapers are filled with – American newspapers by this point are really filled with stories about what's happening to Jews trapped inside Nazi Germany and how desperate many of those Jews are to leave. And that's when he decided, with the help of some others, that he was going to try to do something about it.
Steve, 50 children. How was that number arrived at? And then how were 50 children found among presumably thousands who would have wanted the opportunity to flee?
The organization that had helped to sponsor this this rescue mission, Bris Shalom, had recently built a summer camp out in Collegeville on the banks of the Perkiomen Creek. And as part of that summer camp, they had built a large stone house that had 25 bedrooms. And Gil knew about this and knew that the house basically could house 50 children. And so that's the reason why he came up with the number 50. Once they got to Vienna, Gil and Eleanor quickly realized that there were hundreds, if not thousands, of families who were desperate to leave Vienna, and where the parents were hoping against hope to send their children off with Gil and Eleanor. So Gil had this Herculean task of choosing out of all of those children the 50 that he knew he was limited to. It was a difficult task. He had the help of his friend Dr. Schless, who was looking for kids who were both physically and perhaps emotionally prepared. But ultimately, he could have easily chosen hundreds, if not thousands, of children. Unfortunately, he knew he was limited to 50, and he looked for the best 50 he could find.
And then they ultimately came through New York, and there's that picture where you see the Statue of Liberty in the background, and then on to Collegeville.
That's right. The ship docked in lower Manhattan at one of the cruise line ships, passenger ships, and they got into buses and made their way to Collegeville, where the children spent all that summer of 1939 at a lovely summer camp, learning to eat hot dogs. The boys learned how to play baseball, and they all started to learn English. And by the end of the summer, they were essentially immersed as Americans. Throughout the entirety of the Holocaust, only about 1,000 so-called unaccompanied children, that is, children traveling without their parents, were allowed into the United States. The significance of what Gil and Eleanor Krauss did, the 50 children they saved, as far as anyone can tell, was the largest single group of those so-called unaccompanied children that were allowed into the United States.
And bereft of social media in the intervening decades, I understand you were able to still locate 37 or identify 37 of the 50, and then since then, some more have been discovered as well. A few
popped up after I was able to start showing the film and do the research on the book. So I've now accounted for all but 10 or so of the 50. About half of these 50 children are fortunately still alive. They're all in their mid to upper 80s. Some of them are quite vibrant. Grandchildren, children, grandchildren, in some cases great-grandchildren. So it's been quite a legacy of what Gil and Eleanor themselves, in terms of the lives saved from those original group of 50 children.
And what were some of the reasons why America's immigration policy was in some aspects similar to what it seems to be now?
You know, there are a couple of reasons. The Great Depression of 1929 was still ravaging the economy, and there was a fear, perhaps sometimes understandably, that continued immigration would take away American jobs. That's an argument we still hear today. It doesn't quite apply to 10-year-old children, but that was an argument. And quite honestly, ever since the end of World War I and the great migration from Eastern Europe, there were a lot of public attitudes against more aliens, more strangers, more foreigners coming into this country. And of course, we still see that debate going on today.
And that as that debate played out in Congress, there was little chance that a proposal to allow more Jews to come in would ever be written into law.
Absolutely. There was simply no public sentiment. The American public itself, in public opinion polls, had very strong anti-Jewish opinions. The U.S. State Department was filled with folks who were quite openly anti-Semitic and had little interest in allowing at least large numbers of Jewish refugees into this country.
Save one, who is one of the many heroes in this book, Mr. Messersmith.
George Messersmith was a hero. George Messersmith was Assistant Secretary of State in 1939, who had served overseas in both Berlin and in Vienna, Austria. And while he was a staunch defender of the immigration quotas, he was still very empathetic towards the conditions that Jews were facing and sort of worked behind the scenes to a certain extent, ultimately, to help Gil and Eleanor Krauss succeed in their mission.
Tell us more about how he facilitated their ability to go to Germany and Vienna and start the process to bring 50 children back.
He turned to Gil Krauss. And by the way, I should also mention another great Philadelphia connection to this story. Gil knew a congressman named Leon Sachs, who was the Philadelphia congressman at the time. And it was Congressman Sachs who initially introduced Gil to George Messersmith at the State Department. So Gil goes down to Washington, D.C., and George Messersmith tells him, look, the United States government cannot officially endorse or even support a private refugee rescue mission. But sort of in a back-channel way, what Messersmith did was to write some letters and exchange some cables with a gentleman in particular at the U.S. Embassy in Berlin who said, here's this guy, Gil Krauss. He actually has a very responsible plan working under our immigration laws. Let's see what we can do possibly to help him.
Again, that number 50, and one of the ironic and tragic bureaucratic notes was that there were far more visas and passports available. It's not that the quota was used up for foreigners coming into the United States, and specifically Jews.
That's right. All through the 1930s. Even the fairly limited quota that we had for German immigrants never went completely filled. There were tens of thousands, if not more, of immigrants who could have legally come into this country who, for a variety of reasons, mostly obstacles by the State Department and immigration officials here in this country that stood in their way. And it really wasn't until 1939, thereabouts, that the quota finally at least approached being filled, because the conditions by that point were so bad in Nazi Germany that it became just completely imperative for more of those folks to try to come over. You know, we're so fortunate to live in this country for all kinds of reasons, but this was not our proudest moment in terms of turning our backs as a government when the need was so great to open the doors, to live up to those words of what's on the pedestal at the Statue of Liberty. And so many more lives could have been saved.
Stephen Pressman, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Dave, thank you. I appreciate it.
Stephen Pressman is author of the book 50 Children, One Ordinary American Couple's Extraordinary Rescue Mission into the Heart of Nazi Germany.